I know a man who loves salt. He'll take a salt shaker and take the cap off of it just so he can make sure he can get the right amount of salt on his food. His family had been in the salt business, recovering salt from that vast underground vein of salt that runs through the heartland of our country, through Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle and parts of New Mexico. We have so much of it in our world today that it's one of the cheapest spices that we can buy. In Jesus' day, salt was a very valuable commodity. It had the effect of being both a preservative, preserving fish and meats, as well as being a seasoning that was highly sought after. Jesus said to his disciples that those who would follow him and believe in him would be the salt of the earth, preserving our society and giving it a distinctive flavor. No one can deny that the United States has the flavor of Christianity in it. Our very founding principles were upon the principles of the Bible and Jesus Christ, and even those among our founders who did not even believe in God, and those who maybe believed in a deistic type of God, still recognize those principles and how Christianity and Jesus Christ flavors our society. And how is it that we are salt in this world? Well, Jesus has just told us, we're looking at Matthew 5, verse 13, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost his flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Well, how is it that we then are said to be salt? It's because we are what Jesus has been talking about in his Beatitudes. They that are poor in spirit, we are they that mourn, we are the meek, the ones who are broken to the will of God and tamed, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness and are filled with the righteousness of Christ, those who are merciful because we have obtained mercy and we want to continue to obtain mercy. We are those who are the pure in heart. We love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We are the peacemakers. We are called the children of God. We are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake and do what Jesus did, suffer wrong for doing what is right. When we do those things, when we live like that, we are salt. But when we do not live like that, we have lost our flavor as salt. And Jesus said, wherewith shall it be salted? It's henceforth good for nothing but to be trodden out under the feet of men. Let us today be salt. Let us today be the people that Jesus wants us to be, blessed people. People who are humble, people who are comforted in mourning, people who have our wild hearts tamed by God, thirsting after righteousness, merciful people, pure in heart, loving God, peacemakers, people who bear up under persecution for Christ's sake. And then we are indeed the salt of the earth. O Lord God, I pray that you would make me into the salt of the earth. It's only through your grace and your mercy that this will happen. I love you, Lord. I love you with all of my heart. Make me into a person who is humble, a person who receives your comfort when I mourn, a person who is a peacemaker, a person who dispenses mercy and grace to others. I pray that you would help me to be the person you want me to be today at this hour, so that I may be salt in this world and a child in your kingdom. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.